I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Indeed, it is 11:16, and it is Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're joined by the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Pfannenstiel. Lutz, thanks as always for joining us on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Could be better, to be honest.
I hear you on that. I'll let you have the floor on this and just ask you first to describe what happened. I mean, what happened last night at Minnesota?
What happened was, I think, another defeat, which we deserved because Minnesota was the better team, which is a better attitude with a better momentum and just much more fire. You know, after having this tornado on Friday, you know, we wanted to go there and play for the people. And that's something which we discussed before the game, go out there and fight and show your spirits and do that for the people in St. Louis and in the area here. But they're showing what we got, you know. And to be honest, Tom, I'm tired, you know, of like, I don't want to sugarcoat. And it's like, yeah, we could do this better and maybe we're getting here. Right now, it's a very simple analytics for me. It's not good enough. It's not good enough what we're doing on the field, but also the mentality, the energy we show, it's also not something we can move on like that or accept like that, because it's a poor performance. We can leak out when we have opportunities like on Wednesday against Kansas, and you 2-0 up and you're throwing that away. That's painful, especially in front of a home crowd, which expected a lot. And then going to Minnesota and getting slaughtered like that is, I have to use the word. I'm embarrassed.
Well, I don't want to sugarcoat it either. And this is a place where we can discuss. It's KMOX. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning. It's been a forum for years for an opportunity to do that. So let me ask you this. Was that a carryover from Sporting KC, the way that it ended? You're up 2-0 and you lose the lead, and we know how much that is painful. Do you think that is a reason why you didn't have any life at Minnesota? One of the reasons why.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday game, you know, and it's one of the biggest games for us, because against Sporting KC, it's always it's different. You play for the pride, you play for the people. That's one of the games you have to win and you want to win, especially at home. And coming out short from there, where again, you know, we were like, everybody seemed to be so happy with the first half and we 2-0 up. But let me tell you also that the first half against Sporting was not that good either. The result looked very good. And it's going on week after week after week that we do not get the performance, we do not get the potential on the field. And yesterday I thought, to be honest, I felt, now being in the league for 2.5 years, that's the lowest point where we can be, and we need to really look into that to get out of that misery, move on, move forward, improve piece by piece, and also, and most important, and I think that's also a clear message for everybody out there. We need to stop thinking about the playoffs right now, because this is the wrong approach. We need to start thinking from game to game, get solid, get some confidence back, win games, and then once you have that process done, you can start and dreaming again about playoffs, because right now we're just not good enough to be a playoff team, and we need to change that. Do we have the capacity? I believe so we do, because we showed it earlier in the season, and we showed it last year towards the end of the season with the same team. But right now, no, we don't. And that's where we... I'm glad, actually, we're playing on Wednesday another competition in the Open Cup, which somehow we can get out there and show a little bit of pride and respect to our ownership and to the fans to at least perform in that competition and go into the next round and then move on in the league again. But as I said, you know, it's no point just to throw the toys away because we have to work hard, we have to believe in ourselves, and we have to really try to get together as a unit, get out of that really difficult time right now. And we can look into thousand different things, injuries and whatever. Yes, we have injuries, but injury has nothing to do with getting out on the field and fight. I can have 11 injuries, 11 injured first team players. I still can go out there and fight and work hard and try my best and make life as difficult as possible for the opponent. But I didn't feel that yesterday. I felt once we were 1-0 down, we just felt sorry for ourselves and that we need to change, and you know, we need to get the players together, and we need to work on the confidence, and we need to work on things which showed before that we have a good team, and that's the only thing what we can do this week to try to get closer together, learn from what's going wrong, and move on, and be at least try to look very positive and what things we can do better, instead of just feel sorry for ourselves and be negative and just keep on going like that.
Your coach is Olaf Melberg. What has been your evaluation of his leadership thus far?
You know, it's. I don't think this is a good setting for now discussing the coach. I mean, Olaf came in and Olaf got that defensive structure in place, which we were missing last year. So I think that building block to improve step by step started off pretty well, but I think it's always easy to point the finger at coaches and officials. I think the accountability must be in every department and with every player individually as well. You know, you only can come into a situation like that if it's a bad effort and bad luck and bad vibes in general. Otherwise, we wouldn't be there. So I think, as I said, we started off pretty well, especially when it came to the defensive part of the game. But right now, we're coming into the point where we need to get better. And that's, I think, up for everybody to step up and do better. And that includes everybody, players and coaching staff.
It sounds like the two of you are aligned in this. What are your conversations like? I mean, he was upstairs during the Sporting game, although I'm sure he was locked in on the game, as were you. It's not time to make small talk and talk necessarily. But in general, what are you two aligned, and what are the conversations like? I know you spend a lot of time together.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we speak about what we could do better or how to improve certain areas in the game. I mean, and that work is mostly done on the training field. However, right now, it's not just a training field because it also becomes a head game. When you having that negative experience from the last weeks and you haven't won for 10 games, then I think mentality or mental strength becomes a big part of the game as well. And I think that's where we're working on, where we have specialists, where we have a mental coach, where we have different departments within the sporting departments which need to work on that as well. But it's not just physical or tactical or technical. It has a lot to do now with believing in ourselves, believing in the real quality, believing in the team quality, and try to get stronger through some negative period to bounce back and do better. And I think that's most of the conversations we have, everybody wants to find solution. And, it's not like that. Sometimes I get the feeling people think, well, they don't want to win. No, I mean, tell you right now, everybody wants to win. And they're working hard in training. And they came out yesterday early in the game and the players did work hard. But somehow, once you got 1-0 down, you felt that moment again when the doubts came back up. And I think that's the things where we have to work on. And the good thing is, Tom, to be honest, having now only a really short turnover before you have to go back to Minnesota on Tuesday and play there on Wednesday, is not to think too much what happened yesterday, but look forward, move forward, focus really on that cup game against Minnesota to somehow bounce back and somehow make up for that what went wrong yesterday. And I think it's a huge opportunity for us as a team, as a club, to give something back to the people and prove that we're ready to improve and get better.
Let me ask you this final thing, because you did mention it in the beginning about the tornado that ripped through here, Lutz. You've been here for a while now. I mean, you've been part of this community for several years. What are your feelings right now looking at your city?
Yeah, I'm here since 5 years, and I know how important actually sports is, and how important our teams here, how they can actually move communities together and be there for the people. And especially after something on Friday, that's the moment when as a team or as a sports club, you really can do something positive in a very, very difficult time. And yeah, I think that's something which we want to make up for, Tom, on Wednesday. You want to use that opportunity to do that, what we missed out yesterday, to do on Wednesday. But yeah, definitely very difficult, and anything we can do as a club, obviously, as we are always there to help and think about the community.
Well, we always appreciate your time where you're able to gather your thoughts and express them here on KMOX, and thank you for doing it. We appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Thank you, Tom.
Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. We're going to ask that question of John Mozeliak about the storm damage here, and then also his club is on fire right now. We'll examine not only that, but I'm curious how you keep this player development youth runway theme moving when you could very well be a division contender. You are, actually, right now. The St. Louis Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, joins us next on KMOX.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.